For the committee wanted the minister and the governor to explain or clarify a number of issues that the public had raised concern on, and that is what we were doing today.
Can you cite some examples where your committee might have had concerns?
We have some services that were provided by some banks to the RBZ, for example, where you have the services having been costed at $1.7 million, and now it appears it has now gone up to almost 40 million. And those are the concerns that we were raising. And we were assured that a new schedule is going to be produced before we go to the third reading of the bill.
People during the outreach program flatly rejected the idea of the government assuming that bill. What is happening now? Are you simply going to throw away those concerns?
We are very clear that the people didn't agree with the idea. And what we have also realized is that a lot of them think that the government will give $1.3 billion to the RBZ, when the truth of the matter is that the government will just guarantee issuing treasury bills and the like over a period of time.
So what did the minister and the governor say about that?
The minister is saying he understands the people's concerns, but for the sake of this country moving forward, this has to be done.
But are the names going to be released of the beneficiaries?
That's the issue. The name of the beneficiary, it might be something that might not eventually happen. But as a committee, we have been asking for this information to be availed to us.